Nine drives, nine scores. All Patriots all day. The Jags are now 1-2 after a 51-17 loss in Foxborough. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, the day after. Boy, this was all Patriots all day, as we just said. They scored on their first nine drives. The only drive they didn't score, Jeff, was the kneel-down drive at the end of the game. The defense couldn't get off the field at all day.
I've never seen that in football. I mean, I've never seen that to where an opponent takes it and scores on nine drives. And all those drives were Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady was absolutely fantastic. The guy's going to the Hall of Fame on roller skates. You know, but this was a wide range of emotions for the Jaguar fans over the last 2 weeks. You know, you beat the Miami Dolphins, all of a sudden people are starting to think, okay, hey, we're first place in the division. Does this team have an opportunity at making the playoffs? And all of a sudden you go to New England and they hang 51 on you, and all of a sudden the conversation is, this team is terrible. That's the beauty of football, though. It rises emotions.
There was a point in the first half of this game, though, where the Jags offense had a chance before halftime to get down and get within a score, and but the big interception. Blake Bortles threw that pick. Tom Brady goes down, throws his 400th touchdown. The offense just a little inconsistent yesterday again.
Well, it wasn't just the interception. If you go back to a drive before to where they kicked the field goal, there was an opportunity at making that catch by Corey Grant in the end zone. You also had the illegal formation on that same drive to where you could have overcome the drop in the end zone. Those type of mistakes can happen. The errant throw by Blake Bortles is just a bad throw. Had Mercedes in the seam, could have thrown the ball right on the money, could have been a big play, had the ball down inside the seven with first and goal to go. Didn't happen. This team, when you play good football teams, the margin for error is so small. And when you make mistakes against great teams, the margin of loss can be big.
The Jags are 1-2. They were just blown out in New England, but Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton says, don't panic. There's a lot of season left.
In December of 06, I made a point to go and listen to then-Colts head coach Tony Dungy's post-game news conference. His playoff-bound Colts were run over that day by an upstart Jags bunch who rolled up 375 yards rushing. Dungy stood calmly underneath Everbank Field and insisted they could fix their defense and bad days happen. I didn't believe him. Dungy fixed the Colts, they won the Super Bowl. He knew they could play much better than they did that day, and he knew a few adjustments would get them back on track. Now, the playoffs might still be a season away, but the Jags can fix that which left most of us wondering what the... in New England on Sunday. Their season is far from over. There's no reason to think this team can't be better next Sunday in Indy. They were better against Miami than they were against Carolina. They still have a young quarterback for whom they have great expectations, and they might soon have Julius Thomas on the field, and the offensive line wasn't the problem against the Patriots. The defense gets another top quarterback in Andrew Luck this week, but he's no Tom Brady. And maybe we'll see Jonathan Cyprian back on the field. And star defensive tackle Sindarik Marks isn't far behind. Did I mention Brady isn't on the schedule again? Folks, there's a lot of football left. 13 games. Dungy fixed the problems the Colts won the Super Bowl. Gus Bradley can fix his team, too. Stay calm. Isn't that what the T-shirt says?
Thank you, Brian. All right, Jeff. Where do the Jags go from here? That's the big question.
Training room in the doctor's office. I mean, that's where they need to get. I mean, they need to get healthy. I was doing my game board, and I do it each and every week. You look at the injuries across the offense. Marquise Lee was supposed to play in that game, didn't finish the game.
That's right.
He had a roster change at the last second. They need to find a solution there. Brandon Linder's got an injury that's going to linger, I think. Julius Thomas, Luke Jokel, Denard Robinson. You go on the defensive side of the ball, Andre Branch, Sindarik Marks, Dwayne Gross, Jonathan Cyprian, and now Sergio Brown. This is a secondary that's extremely beat up to where you had a guy come off the practice squad without practice in training camp and Peyton Thomas and play the nickel spot. Now he's being asked to play safety against the defending Super Bowl champions. This team needs to get healthy and get healthy in a hurry.
Injuries happen in the league, but that's a lot of injuries. Jaguars All Access tonight on Channel 4. Who you got?
Ryan Davis. And we're also going to look at the great Tom Brady in the film room and what makes him great.
Ryan Davis tonight at 7 o'clock on Channel 4. And, of course, it's Jaguars Monday as well. Baselli and Prisco will chime in on the Jags' loss in New England. That's 6-8 tonight on 1010XL. Gus Bradley will speak to the media this afternoon. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.